Hongeha. That's the sign of the Indians. That would be some of the boys when they would be traveling in the city of New Orleans. That is during the Mardi Gras. That prepare for the Indian tribes. I never known any more than four or five tribes in the whole city of all the thousands of people that there were there. As these people, they had the idea that they wanted to act exactly like the old Indians did in years gone by. And they wanted to live true to two traditions of their style. If they happened to meet a friend of a tribe or a friendly tribe to them, they would pitch in and start to dancing. This was one of the biggest feats that ever happened during the Mardi Gras in New Orleans. Even when the parades that cost millions of dollars would be coming along, if a band of Indians was come in, why, the parade wouldn't have anybody there. Everybody would flock to see the Indians. They would dance, and they would sing, and they would go on just like the regular Indians. They would be armed with fictitious spears and tomahawks and so forth. And incidentally, sometimes some of them would break the rules and have some real material to fight with steel and so forth and on. Some even had pistols. And I have known many cases where there have been killings in the city of New Orleans with the Indian bands. Now, here's the way they would sing when they would be dancing. They'd form a ring, and one would get in the center, and he'd start his kind of an Indian dance. And he'd be singing, throwing his head back and downward and stooping kind of over and bending his knees and doing a kind of a jug dance, I'd call it. And they would say, two-way back away, and the whole bunch would answer back, hootande, two-way back away, hootande, two-way back away, hootande. See, they would they'd have a kind of a rhythm with the heels, like this. Two-way back away, hootande. Two-way back away, hootande. Two-way back away, hootande. A la Kayoko, a la Kawo. Oh, two-way back away, hootande. Two-way back away, hootande. When they would say other things, they would stop for a minute and throw their head back and say, a la Kayo, a la Kawe. Who-way back away, two-way back away, two-time-day, two-way back away, two-time-day. Now, there would be, from time to time, if they didn't meet a friendly tribe towards them, which I thought when I was a child, it was really Indians. I thought they had the paints and everything else on them, just like the Indians would, and some with the blankets and so forth and so on. Women never was in these masquerades at all. They'd meet a real enemy. The enemy would walk up to, that is, what you call the spy boys. They would use them about two blocks ahead. I had a little experience in it myself. I happened to be a spy boy. There was always kids that did the spying. These were real men that did this Indian dance and played the Indians. And their main object was to make the enemy bow. And they would use this word. When the spy boys would meet another spy boy, they'd say, bow wow, bow wow. Oh, no. Bow wow. I don't remember all the words they used to use. And they'd point their fingers to the ground. Bow wow. And if they wouldn't bow, then they'd use the Indian call. And when they'd use that Indian call, why, that was the call of the tribes. And then many a time in these Indian things came up, there'd be a killing the next day. There'd be somebody in the morgue.